Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Bob, also known as the author Dr. Be Real, and this is my review of his fifth chapter of his first book in his two-volume series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. You can pick up your own copy at the sponsor link, which I've put down in the description. This chapter has equality versus equity in the title, as well as the word hypocrisy. He says that despite feminists always bringing up the term equality, that what they really want is equity. That they want to get paid the same as men that do dirty, dangerous, and difficult jobs, while they work as cashiers. To them, that's equality, but what they don't understand is that that's really equity. That's communism. Eventually, the men stop working the tough jobs, and they start competing with women for the cashier positions, and society crumbles. The e-fem, as Baum calls her, is a feminist that believes that gender is nothing but a figment of our imagination. The men's physical strength is just a social construct. But of course, such a woman would never work in tough male professions. It seems that gender is only a construct in offices and safe workspaces. That's when Bob shows us this graphic, exploring the difference between equality and equity, which is just a fancy way to repackage the socialist principle of from each according to their abilities to each according to their needs, simply meaning we're going to take by force what you have to give to someone else if you don't need it. Let's say that I was the tall guy with the box. If I had to work to buy the box to stand on, only for that box to then be taken away from me by force and given to someone else that needs it, then what incentive would I have to purchase it in the first place, or even work for it? Those that are successful and forced to give up something they have to those that are less fortunate become lazy. And the less fortunate become lazy too and stop trying to pick themselves up by their bootstraps, because they're waiting for someone else to provide them a free lunch. Eventually, overall productivity in a society falls, and everyone is impoverished. That phrase should be more like, to each according to their effort and competency. Women don't want to be treated like men. They want all the advantages of being men without the responsibilities. To them, that's what they mean when they say equality. Bob says that this is where an equality feminist is hypocritical. If she gains true equality with men, the free ride in society ends. But if she achieves equity, she must acknowledge that she's like the short guy on two boxes. That she needs special allowances and privileges because she's a special little snowflake. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW's Guide to Retiring on 200K in Southeast Asia. Luca Vendetti is the author. He left the West taking his savings with him and achieving his goal of retirement at the age of 33. The book shows you how you can easily do the same and easily create a passive monthly income covering your expenses in Southeast Asia. It's a great book for someone like Vention MGTOW. Instead of heading to Asia and feeling overwhelmed, he could have read this and known a little bit more about what he was getting himself into. Maybe you as a man were meant to be drinking dirty martinis on the beach, taking Polaroids of ladyboys, if that's what you're into. What have you actually got to lose except your slavery to the corporate veal fattening pens? Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Anyways, now back to women demanding the best parts of equity and the best parts of equality for themselves, Clown World Show. When I hear the term equality coming from a woman's mouth, I immediately think that she's trying to cheat. She's hijacked that word and says one thing and means another. If you argue with her and say that you mean equity, she will call you sexist, and that you don't want the sexist to be equal, and turn everyone else against you. You can't win. As Bob says, it's hypocritical and irrational. Women are full of spite. They put evolutionary pressure on men to get the evolved men that they have today. But they seem to want to be both men and women. They want all the power. They want to be loved and feared at the same time. Why do you think that Islam is starting to appear attractive to some men in the West? Because men want to find rules that aren't dependent on women's irrational feelings. But by manipulating the rules, women use persuasion instead of force to get what they want. The feminists and wokesters pushed leftist gender politics in Afghanistan. What did you expect was going to happen? Did they expect the elimination of hierarchy with some men on top of it? It's not going to happen, because human beings are a hierarchical species. Feminists are Marxist utopians and it never works. And if you see their ideas of equality and equity from that standpoint, you'll understand why they don't work. Bob continues by saying, as a society, we're playing a game of pretend, where everyone can see the truth but no one wants to admit it. That men and women are different. It's at this point in the chapter that Bob shares 140 points on the hypocrisy of fourth wave feminism. His points show us the two-faced nature of that fourth wave. It says one thing and does another. I can't really go through all these points, but I'll share the ones that I find the most important. Women say they'll no longer tolerate gender generalizations, but then they call men pigs and rapists. 2/3 of all college students are women, but when those women take on debt for school, it's the government's responsibility to pay for that schooling, which means men need to be taxed more for women's useless degrees, through income tax because we make more. Women fight for equality, but at the same time, they get violent and silence men's rights groups that are looking for equal rights, probably because it might reveal that women are already more equal than men. One great point that Bob makes is this, and I quote, "Men and women are equal, and gender is a social construct. That's why men should be held at a higher standard of accountability for everything that they do," unquote. That encapsulates perfectly their irrationality. Feminists also believe in helping women's physical and mental health, yet at the same time they promote fat acceptance culture as being healthy. Feminism helps women even when it kills them, it seems. Feminists believe that a woman can look any which way she wants, but if she fits into the traditional beauty archetype, then she needs to be insulted and shamed until she works really hard to look like a bad-looking feminist. Society needs to protect everyone from domestic violence, yet women instigate it half the time, and men's shelters are shut down by mobs of angry feminists, the few that were ever created. This, of course, has the effect of leaving men with no place to go after they've been physically or emotionally abused by a woman. They also say that all children are vulnerable and need the protection and love of women. But when a woman rapes a teenage boy, he still has to pay her child support when she gets pregnant. Bob makes point after point where the woman gets the full benefit and protection of the law when she's the victim. But when a man is a victim, he gets punished by the law, and we're just supposed to accept that as being socially acceptable. That's why MGTOW is so great. Because when a man walks away from women, that means that some women out there can't exploit him in a relationship or divorce. He's not supporting a woman. At the same time, he can't be punished while his life benefits him. Socially, we're also in a world where when it comes to sexual assault, the man is guilty until proven innocent. But quite often, the woman is seen as innocent until she's proven guilty. Bob also brings up the point of women wanting highly paid positions, so long as they don't do those dirty, dangerous, and difficult jobs. Women say they want equality, but they dominate the education, nursing, psychology, human resources fields, and many more. He also mentions what I said earlier, which is that women enjoy the best parts of both equality and equity, while handing men the worst parts of both. Women say men need to get in touch with their feelings, and share them with women. But when we do that, we're shamed for it and manipulated using our own thoughts and emotions. Women say that no one has the right to tell a woman how to behave. But at the same time, women demand men think and behave the way they want us to. They also say that everyone's sexual orientation and preference is their own. But then they shame men for not wanting to sleep with trans women. Bob didn't say that, but I thought I'd add one of my own. Bob also says that feminists believe that men and women are equal. That's why women's sexual desire is romantic, beautiful, mysterious, and exciting, while a man's is predatory, degrading, sexist, and wrong. He also made me laugh when he said that women demand equal pay for equal work. Yet when a spicy adult actress gets paid 10 times more than the guy performing in the film with her, that's a fair deal, we're supposed to believe. Another hypocritical situation is when women demand entry into male spaces like bars and gyms, but then they also demand female-only gyms and safe spaces. I think I'll stop there after going through about 50 points, and leave some for you guys to read by picking up your own copy of the book. Many are similar variations on the ones that I just shared. Clearly too many points to bring up in one video. But what I want to discuss at the end of this video is why women think like this in the first place. At first it seems like it's all to their advantage. But is it? Is there something else out there tapping into women's cognitive dissonance, getting them to behave this way? Many of the points that I shared from Dr. Be Real, where women seem to be cheating the system to win, are actually costing them more. For example, women cheapen themselves for easy money on OnlyFans, instead of marrying well. They make a ton of money in their late teens and early 20s, and usually waste it. The men that get rich off such companies are exploiting them, and their cognitive dissonance doesn't even see it. Back in the 60s and 70s, when women started working en masse, employers doubled the size of the workforce, by tricking women into thinking they were free at work and slaves at home, and cut the cost of labor down by half. Feminism is there to increase consumption. You need to follow the money. That purple hair needs to be dyed all the time so that it looks right. So does the shorter buzzed feminist hair. That means more hair products that cause cancer and more trips to the hair salon. More women educated means that the schools with their feminist and Marxist professors benefit by having more jobs to fill, and bankers benefit off the interest rates on all the school debts. Fat acceptance culture means more Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and other obesity stocks skyrocketing. Ironically, feminists say that they are anti-capitalist, but their behavior actually supports its growth. Then you have the pharmaceutical industry selling more pills with higher rates of cancer from women being fat. You have surgeons that operate on hip replacements from too much weight on women's bodies that profit. Google, Facebook, and Amazon also profit as people live increasingly sedentary lifestyles, and they do everything from home. Then there are the mental health issues from feminist brainwashing in schools. This means psychiatric medication when those women ruin their lives. More dental visits and fillings from all the teeth-rotting fat acceptance comfort foods. Divorce lawyers also make more money as women spend more on them because they are rational and emotional when they end a marriage. My prediction is that women will be the first ones into the pods eating the bugs to supposedly save the world. If men want to sleep with them, then they have to get into those pods and eat the soy diet too. Also follow the money with the coof. Pharmaceutical businesses have been struggling since the eradication of smallpox and other diseases, which was bad for business. So don't be surprised when women take the twice daily Pfizer pills and line up every first of the month for their new injection. Sure, eating meat is acidic and it can be bad for you. And if you're like myself, you might get acid reflux. But soy is worse because it destroys your gut and bowel issues, cause all sorts of other problems. If I were in the business of selling products to people to destroy their health, I would find a way to expand the market and make the remaining 10 to 20% of the population eat things then behave in ways that require my services. Feeding people bad food by force means people have to consume more food to get the same number of nutrients. When you frame things that way, of course, there is talk about banning vitamins and supplements or even regulating them. A plant-based diet is a carb-based diet, and since I stopped eating carbs, most of my health issues went away. It's also almost as if Google knows that because every time I go on YouTube, on my phone, I see ads from grain-filled foods. As for women rigging the game in their favor by cheating so that they can win, what do we really expect? Do you really expect them to not use their powers of manipulation to get what they want from us, when they've been doing it from the start of history? The genetically modified industrial complex is taking advantage of this female instinct. Maybe Bob will talk about that in the next chapter. Women are cheating to win, but they're still losing. Regardless, get your copy of the book as well as the MGTOW's Guide to Retiring on 200K in Southeast Asia. Both links are in the description. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dr. B. Real for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that feminists smash unattractive men while they're drunk, and then when they sober up, they send those men to the big house so that they can get smashed by Drop the Soap Tyrone. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the feminists that think they're helping themselves by hurting men, but are just being exploited by corporations away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.